Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Our top stories highlight record-breaking stablecoin retail transfers, persistent Bitcoin pressures amid weak jobs data, and the meteoric rise of crypto adoption in leading markets like India and the United States. Institutional investments and breakthrough initiatives are reshaping the digital asset arena as regulation and innovation forge the future of finance. Stablecoin retail transfers have reached unprecedented heights this year, with transactions under $250, totaling $5.84 billion in August. Meanwhile, Bitcoin remains below $112,000, despite a fragile US jobs report that saw only 22,000 job additions, which has bolstered Fed cut expectations to 100%. Ethereum's network benefits from lower fees and a surge in activity, reinforcing its use in emerging applications. Global trends continue to mark a shift as India leads in crypto adoption, with the United States not far behind, driven by institutional inflows and trillion-dollar fiat on-ramp dynamics. Stablecoins USDT and USDC dominate global flows, although euro stablecoins remain limited to a modest market share of 0.15%, raising concerns among European policymakers about monetary sovereignty. Major banks and digital asset platforms demonstrate that blockchain is not just for the unbanked, but also a powerful tool for traditional finance. Dogecoin has shown bullish momentum with a surge in trading volume and technical indicators that point towards a potential breakout at key levels. In parallel, the Ethereum Layer 2 network Linea is preparing for a token airdrop that will distribute billions of tokens to early adopters, while Etherealize closes a substantial funding round to advance privacy solutions on Ethereum using zero-knowledge proofs. Reports on Michael Saylor's company and ARK Invest's multi-million dollar crypto equity purchases further underscore the shifting institutional sentiment in the market. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers have returned from recess with robust crypto discussions underway. The House has passed the Digital Assets Market Clarity Act, and Senate committees are working on definitions that may set new regulatory standards, with a joint SEC and CFTC roundtable scheduled for September 29. Meanwhile, tokenization offers enhanced liquidity and reduced fees, though challenges persist with regulatory uncertainty, custody risks, and integration hurdles, as noted by Bank of America. Institutional moves are prominent as StablecoinX secured $530 million in private investment to back a treasury strategy linked to the Athena protocol, increasing total funding to $890 million. Brazil's largest asset manager, Itaú, has launched its first crypto-focused division, while Stripe's CEO Patrick Collison emphasizes the cost efficiency and speed of stablecoin payments for global transactions. ARK Invest continues its strategic buys, further signaling growing confidence in digital assets. Looking ahead, decentralized physical infrastructure networks are projected to skyrocket from a current valuation of around $30 billion to an astonishing $3.5 trillion by 2028, with over 1,500 projects already active. Navigating these shifts can feel, at times, like facing the pixelated challenges of classic arcade titles from the 80s, a test of skill and strategy in a dynamic digital landscape. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.